Part 4. So the next day we all said, she'll kill herself. And we said it would be the best thing. When she had first begun to be seen with Homer Barron, we had said, she'll marry him. Then we said, she'll persuade him yet, because Homer himself had remarked, he liked men and it was known that he drank with the younger men in the Elks Club, that he was not a marrying man. Later we said, poor Emily, behind the jalousies, as they passed on Sunday afternoon in the glittering buggy, Miss Emily with her head high and Homer Barron with his hat cocked and a cigar in his teeth, reins and whip in a yellow glove. Then some of the ladies began to say that it was a disgrace to the town and a bad example to the young people. The men did not want to interfere, but at last the ladies forced the Baptist minister, Miss Emily's people were Episcopal, to call upon her. He would never divulge what happened during that interview, but he refused to go back again. The next Sunday they again drove about the streets, and the following day the minister's wife wrote to Miss Emily's relations in Alabama. So she had blood kin under her roof again, and we sat back to watch developments. At first nothing happened. Then we were sure that they were to be married. We learned that Miss Emily had been to the jeweller's and ordered a man's toilet set in silver, with the letters HB on each piece. 2 days later we learned that she had bought a complete outfit of men's clothing, including a nightshirt, and we said, they're married. We were really glad. We were glad because the two female cousins were even more grearsome than Miss Emily had ever been.